This is a guided meditation on the elements. Find a way to lie down or sit that feels most comfortable for you. You might choose to put a cushion under your knees, or you might prefer to remain sitting in a chair or with your back against the wall. You might close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you, or you are welcome to keep them open. We begin by taking three deep, long breaths together, taking a pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. Really allowing the out-breath to be long and smooth, or letting yourself sigh if that feels good. Feeling the sensation of the ground beneath our bodies. Noticing the points of contact and pressure. Perhaps under the head, the top of the chest, your buttocks, or the soles of your feet. Feeling the sensation of air against your skin. Turning a wide attention to your own body, this body. That is arriving, has arrived, here in this moment. What is it like to be in this body today? Sensing into your own inner landscape with a gentle attention. Earth, beginning with the element of earth, feeling the solidity and weight of your body, the weight of your bones against the ground. The elements and minerals that bind together to create the sturdy structure that your whole body relies upon. Our bones are made from some of the most common minerals also found in the soil. Calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium. The solid ground of the earth beneath you is held in the bones of your skeleton, supporting you in this moment. Turning your attention to the bones in the neck, the back, the strong and flexible column of the spine. Those vertebrae are separate but ingeniously linked. They cover the central neural cord and at the same time allow flexibility of movement. Ancestor fish did the design work because they couldn't swim if their backbone were one solid piece. We can thank them for this marvel that now permits us to stand and walk. Water. Turning your attention to the liquid, watery sensations in the mouth and the eyes. This is the element of water in the body. The quality of movement and fluidity. Passing through us as we drink water from rivers and streams. Water that has fallen as rain from clouds now moves through our bloodstream and will flow out from us again, eventually back into the deep oceans of our planet. Placing your hand over your heart or at your wrist. Feeling the pulse of movement there. Blood is circulating. This capacity common to all life forms arose with the first multicelled creatures who devised ways to transfer nutrients to their cells. As they developed, Some of them invented our muscular pump, a heart. That pulsing you feel is the gift of an ancient ancestor worm. Fire. Inviting you to notice the warmth of your body in this moment. The heat of life being lived. Cells moving and growing. The mitochondria producing electricity in these cells. Trillions of tiny little bolts of lightning in your body. The pulses that communicate through muscles, nerves, and brains. The warmth you feel now is the warmth of the food you have consumed today. Plants that took in the energy of the sun and converted them to the sugars your body now metabolizes to survive. This is element of fire, transforming and fueling your body. Air. Now noticing the breath moving in the body. There's no need to change your breathing. Just observe. How do you know that you're breathing? Where do you notice the breath in the body? Perhaps you sense it at the nostrils as the air comes in and out. Perhaps you can feel the expansion or movement of your chest. Or you might be aware of the rise and fall of your belly. We are breathing air that was created by other non-human beings. The unfolding flow of life that has exchanged oxygen over millions of years. From the ancient bacteria that produced the first oxygen 3.5 billion years ago, through to the trees and plants that are alive right now, and the oceans that are home to tiny microglass algae that produce this oxygen we are breathing right now. Aliveness changes form moment to moment. The same life that lives through me lives through you. Each of the elements that come together in our bodies also make up the earth. They come to us from the earth and continue beyond us, back out into the earth. We share this body with the earth. We are the earth body. Now, directing our attention to this place we find ourselves in, listening to the sounds happening in this room and outside this room. What is the quietest sound you can hear in this moment? You can hear because tiny bones vibrate in the inner ear. Another gift from ancestor fish. Beginning as jaw bones, they migrated into the mammalian ear to carry sound. Directing some attention to your hands. Wiggle your fingers. Bring your hands together and gently explore one hand with the other. You might open your eyes and behold this hand as if you had never seen it before. As if you were a visitor from another world. Observe the articulation of bone and muscle, turning the palm and fingers. Note the intricacy of structure. What you now hold is an object unique in our cosmos, a human hand of planet Earth. In the primordial seas where we once swam, that hand was a fin, as it was again in its mother's womb. Feel the energy and intelligence in that hand, the fruit of a long evolutionary journey, of efforts to swim, to push, to climb, to grasp. Note the opposable thumb, how clever and adept it is. Good for grasping a tool, a gun, a pen. And note also its vulnerability. No shell encases it, for those fingertips, that palm, are instruments for sensing and knowing our world as well as doing. Flexible, fragile hand, so easy to break. Be aware of how much you want it to stay whole. It has tasks to do that you can't even guess at. Reaching out to people in confusion and distress. Helping, comforting, showing the way. A world of equity and understanding, of belonging to the earth and each other. The world we hope that lies ahead will be built by hands like this. Knowing our body as the earth and the earth as our body, we sit or lie now on the bones of ancient oceans and contemplate the deep time that has brought us all here to this moment. I invite you to offer to the ground a gesture of warmth or friendliness. You might offer the ground a touch of your hand, or you might just quietly imagine an inner smile spreading through your body and sinking into the ground beneath you, or some other gesture that feels right to you. Breathing in your thanks for your own body here, and breathing out your thanks for the incredible journey the earth has already taken to be here today as a part of your body and as this ground beneath your body. Slowly, we return to this time, this place. Taking a few deep breaths as you slowly wake up this body, the earth body, as you open your eyes and return to this room here now.